Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This NFL DFS Picks Week 3 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by PicksWise. PicksWise is the number one app for free sports betting, picks, props, and parlays. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. We're also brought to you by Odds Crowd. Are you the best football bettor in the U.S.? Odds Crowd challenges you to prove it with their free-to-play fantasy betting contest. Odds Crowd gives away hundreds of dollars in weekly contests, including the $100 SGPN exclusive free roll contest. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
I pity the fool that don't listen to SGPN. Let it ride, brother.
Ooh, welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, Second Money Green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Well, I mean, one of us gave out a winning lineup last week. Thank you, Derrick Henry. Thank you, Najee Harris. And thank you to Link Calhoun. Special shout out for keeping the big boy alive. Renamed to Fight Club. Ooh. I took down round two. I'll be back for round three. And of course, I play the lineup I give out on this show.
So you're giving the opponents your edge.
And I still won.
I'm sure if people want to get in on the Fight Club lineup, hit you up on Twitter at KramerCentric.
Okay.
So much celebrating to get into. Before we do that, why don't we talk about our buddies over at WynnBET. That's right, WynnBET.com. Oh man, you want $1,000 risk-free bet? WynnBET has it. You want player props? You want futures? You want live in-game wagering? WynnBET has it all, and in plenty of states. More states on the way. All you got to do is head over to WynnBET.com. or download the WynnBET app now. Start winning today. LFG. Kramer, speaking of winning, it's impressive we've gotten this far into the podcast without you mentioning your 35-1 cash.
Well, you want to stretch before you get to the main event.
Dog.
I gave out a lineup that cashed. It cashed $30 in the Millie Maker. Cashed me some head-to-head money, but more importantly, like I said, cashed me $1,100 in the big boy. But
you're looking 30, in the rear view mirror, right?
35-1. Aaron, you said, Kramer, give out a DGens only prop.
Yes.
I said, shamefully, hey, I got one that's only 35-1. Aaron Jones to score 3 touchdowns. He scored 4. I couldn't find a 4 touchdown. I mean, talking about hitting the nail on the head. Right after we apologized for our locks, right after we said we're going to do better, I ran some laps. I looked squarely in the eyes of the Danny Dimes totem and said, you're doing your job. I got to do my job. Let's go. 35-1. Hopefully everyone is feeling good after that. No way you can complain about being in a hole because of us. So you no need to say thank you, but hold back on the fuck yous.
My 3-0 on the props.
Make sure you tell Tom to clip that.
Kind of got swept under the rug because of your 35-1.
You did a good job. I went 2-3.
I went 3-0. And of course, if you played the lineup we gave out for Monday night, the Prize Picks lineup, $20 turns into $100. That's a nice plus 500.
It's like magic.
Way to get the week started, going 3-for-3 on the Prize Picks. Of course, prizepicks.com. Promo code SGP. We're going to be giving out a Prize Picks lineup later on in the show. So much to get to. We'll be giving out our DFS GPP Million Maker lineups here in a second. I think we should hit on some general fantasy stuff up top before we get into it. Cooper Kupp has been going insane. He's definitely, looking at my best ball portfolios, Ryan, as I do. Cooper Kupp was definitely a blind spot for me. Who on your list? And Gronk, I have some shares of Gronk. I'm pissed at me because I'm good friends with Gronk.
That
I didn't have more of them. I have some, but I could have had more. And he was really a steal. Who early on are you kicking yourself for not having?
Well, honestly, like I think the things that I nailed, I feel good about are the Robert Woods, Stafford, Cooper Kupp, something I was jumping on early in best ball season. It's probably just some of it's due to dumb luck. So I don't have a lot of exposure to Christian McCaffrey or Dalvin Cook because I didn't draft much from the beginning of the draft.
Yeah.
And I wasn't running to take Henry or any of those other running backs. So, as far as guys, like I feel flat out missed on it's the running back situation in San Francisco. I have way too much Trey Sermon.
Yeah.
And right now, like that's looking like my biggest miss, I would say, by a long shot. I feel pretty good. Like a lot of my team, Tom Brady looks pretty good. I had him ranked higher than market, had a lot of shares of him. Another team where I have kind of these, not as much Gronk as I would like, but I have the Evans with Antonio Brown and Brady. I have some Godwin with Brown. So those stacks are going to pay off. And you know what, Sean? I know you asked me about misses, but when Danny Dimes is scoring 100% of the points on a number of my best ball
teams,
that's
pretty funny.
I got to come to the table and be like, Derek Carr and Jared Goff, all guys going at the very end of these drafts.
Showing up.
And Jameis.
Yeah, Jameis. Well, Jameis, two dual outcomes week one. And week two, we'll see.
Isn't that Jameis though? The pendulum swings far both ways.
Jameis Winston, he's a hell of a drug. One that I kind of got keyed on late. He hasn't been amazing, but I'm glad I snagged a couple shares of him. And I think I even have him in maybe a couple season long. Marvin Jones is someone that is leading. He's up there in target share for the Jags. That, that offense has been super wonky, kind of all over the place. But fantasy's been off to a very interesting start. Jameis super hot week one, then cooled off week two. We'll get into it. Let's talk DFS lineups. Before we do, want to shout out PropSwap.com. Make sure you head over to PropSwap where you can buy and sell real sports bets. I know we have a Matt Corral. Well,
we should talk about
Heisman Trophy. Ticket. What did we get that at? Kramer?
Well, because we're good employers, we said, hey, you know what? Colby's been grinding these.
And I keep saying we, but really it is Colby's gift, but we got it for him. So I feel like we should get some of the credit.
Matty Corral. We asked him for three guys. He liked to win the Heisman. Matty Corral was one and we got down at 40-1.
Yeah.
Sure. It made sense that he was going to put up numbers, but for him to now be the favorite.
Now he's at plus 175.
It's almost too real to talk about.
I'm not a huge hedger, but we should talk to Colby about getting that thing up over on PropSwap because I think now might be the time.
Gotta find it on his desk first. Good luck. Yeah. Hopefully he didn't throw it out.
It's somewhere in that pile. And we are, of course, live on YouTube chat firing up. If you guys have some DFS questions or fantasy questions coming into week three, feel free to hit us up. And that's why you got to subscribe, set those alerts. So you don't miss a live broadcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Kramer,
yes.
I'll let you kick things off. Who is your starting quarterback for your DFS GPP lineup?
Lots of pressure, as they say. With great power comes great responsibility, Sean. When you win,
and there's
when you take down Fight Club, aka the big boy, there's some pressure. People are expecting you to bring back the points, much like chasing a player in DFS. Mm. And so I studied this slate because, as we were discussing in the office earlier, this is a juicy quarterback slate.
I'm just going to walk through the quarterbacks right now, because just looking at the quarterbacks, I could make a lineup or make a case for a lineup of any of these guys. Murray at Jags, Mahomes at home against the Chargers, Lamar Jackson on the road against Detroit, Russell Wilson, Seattle at the Vikings, Josh Allen at home against the Redskins defense, which, as we're seeing, probably not as good as we originally thought. Tom Brady in Los Angeles at the Rams. That's an interesting one. Herbert on the road at KC, and then Stafford at home against the Bucks. And the Bucks, as good as the defense has played overall, kind of, I mean, they got two defensive touchdowns. They've let up a decent amount of points, fantasy points, yards. And man, I mean, you could make a case for any of these, or even Tannehill against the Colts. It seems like they figured some things out. Cousins at home against Seattle. And I haven't even gotten to my pick yet.
And my cliff notes, you know, just a quick circle of the Daniel Jones, Teddy Bridgewater tier at 5,800 as well, because there's certainly some opportunity there. I think when you're going down this list, it feels like Murray's going to be a guy we want to fade in some sort of way. I've certainly considered, like, what if we played a running back from Arizona? And you mentioned Tannehill. I think Tannehill's an interesting play this week because so many people will be on Henry following that monster week.
Yeah,
and so there's like the game theory angle there. But to me, and I'll give you my quarterback, it's Kirk Cousins. What game? I know what you're thinking. You like that? What the fuck? But I mean, 300 yards seems like it's locked up. You see the receivers. I think there's ample stacking opportunities. I think the pace of the game should suit, even though Minnesota, I think coming in this season, we thought they might be a little slower. And I think most importantly, this Seattle team has just been involved in games with points. So I kind of went through this list, and you made good points about all of these guys are very playable. But when I see the fact that I can get Cousins in what almost certainly looks to be a shootout, where they're willing to throw the you know, multiple receivers around the red zone. Give me Kirk Cousins, 6,300. I saved some money with the quarterback here. I don't have that rushing floor, Sean. But
you know, one quarterback we didn't mention as far as guys you want to play is Carson Wentz. He now, this injury I've been laughing at a bunch. Carson Wentz, I've not
talk about this later, maybe.
Why?
Well, my defense.
Oh. I've been following sports for a long time. Yeah. Have you ever heard of someone having two sprained ankles?
It's the youth soccer special.
Really?
Ah, these little kids, you know, they're so clumsy and they don't understand yet how to like strengthen their feet. So they're like, feet are wobbly and they roll their ankles, but they can get back up and run again.
Yeah.
A grown man spraining both ankles.
It's never really heard anything like and
it. Especially when you're North Dakota tough.
Well, and there's a meme going around that I posted on our Instagram of, Carson Wentz's head put on Lieutenant Dan's body. And just the comment is, but Lieutenant Wentz, you ain't got no legs. And I showed it to my wife. I'm like, this is hilarious. And she goes, you know, it's not fun when other people get hurt. I go, what? That is the definition of fun, is watching other people get hurt. I don't get it, Ryan. This one, what we were going back and forth in the office. And if the chat wants to weigh in, feel free. But I'm going with Justin Fields making his debut in a Bears uniform. He actually, going over the film, he actually threw some catchable balls. Again, this is a tournament play. He's on the road at Cleveland, who, again, defense supposed to be really good. I know they had the Chiefs week one, but man, correct me if I'm wrong, but Houston was moving the ball. Tyrod had a 15 yard run there before he pulled a hamstring. Cleveland has a pass rush. I think Fields could be running for his life in this game. $5,200 on the road. And you said, I think he's going to have a ton of ownership. I don't know.
I think the price dictates it, right?
He was popular preseason coming in for like managed leagues, but I think in DFS, and he didn't look amazing in his debut. And there's so many other options. I think I'd be kind of surprised if he has a ton of ownership.
Yeah, my gut this week says I'm going to fire a Trevor Lawrence and a Justin Fields lineup from that price just because. And that's why I think it will be more popular. I think the price is so low. It's so easy to get a stack in there and still have tons of money for premium elsewhere. And with the Fields thing, to your point, like he's a sexy pick to begin with. Now, I will say, if you did some film study, I did the same thing because I wanted to verify what I thought I saw with the old eyes. Is he not seem to process shit slowly?
Yeah. But yeah. That's why.
Does it not? It shows up. It's very evident, right?
That, yeah. Like, but again, Ryan, you had the whiteboard info, even in your pre-draft. But I don't think that matters really much in fantasy. And I think the fact that he is slow to process stuff actually helps in fantasy because he's going to be a one look guy. He's going to look once. If the first look isn't open, he's going to run. And I want him running on this Cleveland team. They could be playing from behind. To me, it's just a smash spot.
And I think it might be chalky, but I think the other thing too is,
but like, I don't think cheap quarterbacks are ever that chalky.
Maybe you're right. This might be different.
Though. I think his ownership will be under 10%.
Okay. I mean,
but again, I'm not great at projecting it.
You're not great at projecting ownership.
No.
All right. You got to play him though. You got to have a lineup with him, right?
Yeah.
It's just about who, if you miss the stack. All right. So this is the portion of the show where you make fun of me. I'm rolling out Saquon. This will be the cheapest you'll have him. He played 85% of the snaps last week. They're now going against a team that, I mean, you saw what the Eagles did to him on the ground. I think there's ample opportunity to defeat them on the ground. And I think we're coming off a game where the Bucs just don't do that to anyone. And so perhaps people aren't keyed in on the fact that Barkley's going to have a huge game here, trending towards north of 90% of the snaps. I strangely think people are going to be on Danny Dimes a little bit this week because of his price, and people now see the rushing floor there. And I think people are going to be on Shepherd. So again, I think this game could have a couple more points than we think. The Giants defense has been soft.
Yeah.
So I think this is just going to be one of those games where Barkley has his first nice rushing game with enough catches to get near that 20 point mark. And again, this will be his cheapest price all year. So
I think it's going to keep going down though. Its price. Cause I mean,
he's going to play more snaps against the worst team. I mean,
yeah, but he hasn't shown any results. Like he doesn't, I mean, eye test. Do you think he looks good?
I mean,
running the ball.
They're coming off a game where they played the Broncos and the Redskins, who are two of the better front sevens in the league. And now they're playing the Falcons, a team that, you know, at very best got abused by the Eagles. And so I think this is, he's going to more snaps. He's going to be north of 90% of the snaps this week. And it just strikes me as the guy to play from the Giants. And it's in a spot where you think his price is going to drop down to 6,000 next week. I'll make that bet with you right now.
No, not 6,000, but I don't think this is the cheapest he'll be all season.
I'll make that bet right now.
All right.
6,500.
If at any point in this season he's listed for less than 6,500, I win.
Sure.
All right. I like that bet. Kareem Hunt. I'm going the bring back with Kareem Hunt. Now Kareem Hunt's interesting because he's been getting more of the rushing stuff. He hasn't gotten a ton of targets. Only four targets on the season. Landry is banged up. Odell Beckham is scared to play. I think.
How dare you shit on my Barkley play and then roll out Kareem Hunt?
What do you mean? Kareem Hunt's $900 cheaper. He's at home, and he's.
What's he done this year, Sean?
Well, not a ton, but I mean, he doesn't look injured when I watch him run. Okay. Kareem Hunt.
Okay.
I mean, does you think he looks 100%?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where we disagree.
Okay.
Kareem Hunt, 5,600. I mean, he's getting tackled behind the line.
You told me it was about his output. I'm just asking you about Kareem Hunt's output.
Yeah, I think Kareem Hunt's due for a breakout game.
Yeah.
$5,600. He's $900 cheaper than Saquon Barkley. And I think I have a reasoning why his pass role is going to increase is because Jarvis Landry is hurt. So I'm building a case as to why he will get more targets. So I'm Kareem Hunt, $5,600.
Great play. My next guy, Baltimore.
You're crazy.
Taysom Williams, 5,800. They're taking on Detroit. He's clearly, I mean, I know there's a timeshare here, which is why we're getting a discount on the price, but he's clearly the more explosive back. And I mean, you saw it in the Detroit game. We just watched it. Aaron Jones had a nice day through the air, through the ground. So I needed the way that this roster is built. I spent some money on the receivers and I needed to get some running backs that I think had high enough floors. And I think Taysom William in this spot on the road against Detroit, honestly, like I don't mind a Taysom Williams Lamar stack either in this spot.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, he'll have to get it rushing. It doesn't seem like he's involved passing game wise, but they certainly run the ball so much. And you're right. He does look the best of their running backs.
He's got five catches.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to look up how many catches other running backs have, but I'm pretty sure he's getting a decent amount of the pass game work.
Yeah.
They're just not big on the old pass game. When you have a running back at quarterback, Sean, you tend to want to run the ball.
My second running back, give me Mike Davis, $5,100. Again, small sample size, but coming off, he's had 13 targets so far, 10 catches. Now I know he's battling with Cordarrelle Patterson, which is like a weird player in and
Patterson
of itself.
Looks better too.
Yeah, no, but Mike Davis still, I think, has a role. And you saw what McKissick did against the Giants. I think a guy like Mike Davis at 5,100 could have a bunch of catches.
Considered a Barkley Davis stack there.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's an interesting bring back. But yeah, I mean, Mike Davis, $5,100. That feels just way too cheap for a guy that's probably going to get, you know, close to 20 touches again. Not to rub salt in the wound, Ryan, but the Giants defense hasn't really.
Looked that great. I agree. I said that very thing earlier as to why Barkley could get some catches. And honestly, like in my Danny Dimes lineup that I've already fired on, Kyle Pitts is the bring back. And that's the guy who I think, you know, much like I think Barkley could have a breakout game here, I think Pitts could on the other side against my Giants, who seem to, at nothing else, they're gonna play soft and let the tight end go to work.
Oh yeah. Talking about keeps. You want to hang on to that hair? Of course. Got to hang on the football. You're playing in the National Football League and in the game of life. You want to hang on to those follicles while you got them. Prevention is key. Treatment can take 4 to 6 months to see results. So make sure you act fast. Low cost treatment options. And again, higher rated than their competitors. 5-star reviews, more 5-star reviews than the competition. Send it, get a virtual doctor appointment. Those are a breeze. And if you're ready to take action to prevent hair loss, all you gotta do is go to keeps.com/SGP. Get your first month of treatment for free. That's right, for free. Keeps.com/SGP to get your first month free. Keeps.com/SGP. Mint Mobile premium wireless service. That's right. Premium wireless service for just $15 a month. Imagine how many more DFS lineups you could be playing if you're only paying $15 a month for your wireless. I know you may be skeptical, but that's why they got the 7-day money back guarantee. You don't like it. Again, money back guarantee. Doesn't get better than that. Unlimited talk and text, high speed data on the nation's largest 5G network. You can keep your same phone number, contacts. Switching is very easy. Just go to mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. mintmobile.com/sportsSGP. Oh, Richard Gerstberger checking in saying he would trade Barkley while the dude has tread on the tires. Giants will also have to pay Danny soon. Ryan, any thoughts on a long term? Are you're as far as finances, you want to keep Barkley and Danny Dimes?
No, obviously you don't want to. The Barkley situation is obvious, Sean. We're gonna have a conversation about how to count to 10. They can't. It wouldn't be a good thing for them to sign Barkley to a big deal.
Yeah,
that's pretty simple. And yeah, if Danny Dimes keeps playing like this, turnover free, let's fucking go. I don't know how what this has to do with this week.
I'm just reading the YouTube chat.
Millie Maker lineup.
Who's your first receiver, Adam?
Let's go. Well, we're gonna stack. And my stack theory here was, I was like, let me take the cheaper of the two, and then I saw Thielen is still cheaper, and I said, all right, let me look at the numbers. Wow, Jefferson it seems like he's ready to pop. Getting plenty of work, plenty of targets, plenty of air yards, all the things you want to see. Just hasn't really been in the end zone. So I stacked with Justin Jefferson here. This Seattle defense has been a little bit of a mess, and I think we're going to see the pendulum swing over to Jefferson in this one, away from Thielen. So I'm going to fade the points of last week and early season. 7,200 Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, I'm going to my first receiver here. And again, Justin Jefferson, we have him in our big money fantasy. He had a pretty good game, but it does feel like he hasn't even got to his ceiling yet. I mean,
no scoring. I mean, that's, you know, he got robbed of one in the first game.
Yeah, he didn't get one in the second.
Did he get one in the second? You're right. He scored.
Yeah,
he scored last week. But I mean, 19 targets. If you look, you know, the target distribution is still there. He just 65 and 71 yards. So he's going to pop. And the Seattle defense is the defense to pop against.
I mean, this guy's ready to pop. Coming off this will probably be one of his worst stat lines of the season. 3 catches for 14 yards on 4 targets. He's at home, coming off a loss. Tyreek Hill against the Chargers, $8,400. I think they're going to get him. I mean, that's got to be when Andy Reid goes back and looks at the drawing board, and maybe the Ravens just went out of their way to focus on him. And Kelsey was the guy that seemed to have the massive game, but Tyreek Hill is due for a huge game. He doesn't really have 2 duds in a row.
Yeah. Can't argue the handy. I'm not on him this week. I always wonder with him, like teams miss so badly on him. Like, and his trick is speed. When teams take him away, does the next team see that on tape and be like, "Oh, you just guard him with 2 guys," or is it just the Ravens have the right 2 guys?
Yeah, and maybe that's it too. Because I feel like his, and I'll pull it up, his splits against the
the Ravens.
No, against the Ravens, it's probably not good. But I'm going to say against Los Angeles, aka the San Diego Superchargers. It's got to be pretty good.
Superchargers.
I mean, I don't remember them ever really shutting him down as the Chargers. Let's see. What is he average? I don't know. I'm pulling up these numbers. I'm
doing it in real time. Sean accessing numbers in real time.
6 touchdowns in 9 games. So that's all I need to see. 66 yards per game. So there's maybe some lower outcomes in there, but you look at, I mean, he's got some teams he really owns, but the Chargers certainly up there as far as
he'll be
able to get his, and at home too, coming off just him coming off a 3 catch game. I just don't see that happening again.
Yeah. My next guy, a little bit of the same. I'm going to the Seattle for the bring back. And I'm just going to take DK Metcalf because he hasn't been Tyler Lockett so far in the season. And if I had to guess, more people will be on Lockett. If I had to guess, maybe if you're a defense, you're starting to game plan for Tyler Lockett a little bit. And look, you can go to sleep, close your eyes and picture DK Metcalf looking good coming off the bus and then just going absolutely bananas for a nice 2 touchdown game. Well, what better defensive backfield to do it against than this Vikings team on turf in the spaceship, a place where that pacifier will feel at home. Yeah. 7,300.
What about, I know he's dealing with a knee injury. Have you been following that?
That's fine. I swap in Lockett. Then I saved $100.
Yeah.
The realistically I'm bringing it back with one of those two. I just think it makes more sense to use Metcalf. Cause he'll be,
I like the Metcalf angle. He was coming up limping and one of the plays, and I know he's dealing with some soreness.
He looks like the kind of guy that can recover quickly. Goes in one of those chambers and just chews on some of his own stem cells and just recovers.
I could see him in a cryo chamber, just going nuts. I'm coming back. I'm doing like a mini bring back here. Again, a guy who kind of I don't know if what you would call this game. He did have 108 yards receiving, but he only had 4 catches on 8 targets. Give me Keenan Allen. And he didn't have a touchdown. So I think he's due. Kansas City pass defense has a ton of holes, and Mike Williams, who seemingly can't do it back-to-back games, he's kind of an interesting play as well.
He might be more popular too.
Yeah. And so I'm going Keenan Allen, paying up for him a little bit at 6,600 compared to Mike Williams. But yeah, give me Keenan Allen against the Kansas City defense. I really like the situation.
Guyton is a fun punt play from that game.
At
3,500. If you're trying,
if I was going to double stack, he is definitely a deep shot. We have some chatter in the YouTube chat. Trey Richardson saying he's going Kenny G, Saquon, Danny Jones DFS stack.
I mean, from the game perspective, Kenny Galladay will be very. I can't imagine he'll be very high owned. Sterling Shepard is kind of the darling right now.
What about Rhino 29 says Goff, Cephas, Hockenson stack looks juicy.
Look, Detroit maybe not as incompetent at playing in garbage time.
Well, and
the garbage man himself.
Yes, the field goal, the garbage pick and field goal kicking Philadelphia phenomenon, aka Jared Goff. Baltimore's coming to town. I haven't really broke down the handicap of this game. It's kind of a sleepy spot for Baltimore. They have to worry because they massive celebration win Monday night against the Chiefs. Now you go on the road, or not Monday, but Sunday night on the road to Detroit. That's kind of interesting. They got
casinos in Detroit. Just pointing that out.
Yeah, that game could get interesting, and maybe Lions catch them sleeping at least for a little bit. I mean, look what they did to the Packers in that first half. Detroit is probably the most surprising fantasy team this season, and it's been a mix of them playing well-ish in the first half, completely collapsing, and then getting more in garbage time.
Yeah.
It hasn't just been, I mean, even the 49ers, it's not like they got blown out that entire game. They were in the game, then they got blown out, then they came back in garbage time fantasy-wise, and the same thing happened kind of against the Packers.
That likes to chew on some kneecaps.
They have that caffeine crash. They have the 80 ounces of caffeine. They hit the wall. Then they go for the afternoon iced coffee, Ryan, and it carries them home.
I can completely relate to that situation.
And Rhino pointing out in the chat, Cephas over 10 points and a touchdown each game, still only $3,900. That's a fun punt play for sure.
Yeah. When Jared Goff is your quarterback. I mean, look, you laughed at me. I have some Jared Goff in best ball, Sean.
Yeah.
And you thought it was funny.
I did.
Joke's on you. All right. My third wide receiver, I am double stacking. And I'm not doing it with Thielen because I can go all the way down to 3,500 and get KJ Osborne, Sean. Mm. And when you look at the target distribution of this team, it's fucking amazing. 62 targets to tight ends or wide receivers. All but 11 went to Justin Jefferson, Osborne, and Thielen. Osborne has 15 to Jefferson's 19 and Thielen's 17. Completely fine paying that price.
Well, and we
to get the third option in that offense that's going to pass the shit out of the ball.
Well, and we wondered what they would do losing their tight end early in the season. And it seems like they're just going to play three wide receiver and get KJ Osborne going instead of having a tight end role here.
Conklin has had four targets in both games. So,
yeah,
I mean,
my stack for the Bears game, I'm going Darnell Mooney.
Mm.
8 targets, 6 catches last game. 7, 15 total targets so far, 11 catches, 92 yards, hasn't gotten a touchdown yet, hasn't kind of had that deep shot. Maybe Justin Fields chucks one up to him.
He's been involved.
Yeah, and I could see in a game like this where Fields is running around, broken play, Mooney's, doing that move where all of a sudden he's open, he's waving his hand, he's wide open. Finally, Fields gets to him and chucks it up to him.
Get that man the ball.
And so, you're getting a Fields Mooney stack for $9,500. That's a fun stack for me. And that allows me room to get to Tyreek Hill, to get to Keenan Allen, to get to my premium tight end, which I'll get to in a second. So yeah, give me the Mooney Fields stack. This one feels fun.
Very. I'm bought in on Mooney, like this helping the.
I just remember having Mooney a couple times last year in DFS, and Nick Foles just being like a hair fucking off on some really fun deep stuff. He's dropped a deep ball that he probably should have had. Like, I still think they like him, and so he's going to get shots.
So the Bears and the Browns will be on God's eye this weekend.
well, what is the? And we'll save our God's eye release for the NFL pick show. But how many early games are there? Eagles are Monday night.
9 again.
9. So we'll have to break out the 9th TV.
We'll have to bring out the teardrop.
I like that, calling it the teardrop. It is. It's just off to the side.
Tight end time.
Yeah, let's go.
All right. We were discussing this earlier in the belly of the SGPN office. Tight end pretty thin this year. Went Cole Kmet last week. It kind of sucked. I didn't want to play that gamble game this week. And so I kind of scroll down to the basement of the guys who I think have like a nice workload floor, and that's TJ Hockenson at 5,200 mentioned in the stack earlier. With the way that Goff is playing and with the way that they seem to be finding their way into garbage time, 11 targets, 9 targets. That's the consistency you want. The price hasn't caught up. He scored in both games. What did I tell you was going to be the difference this year when I ranked him my number 3 overall tight end? I said he was going to find the end zone and have some of that touchdown regression. It's already starting to happen, and he's getting the elite workload. 5,200, the price has not caught up, Sean. He should not be 3,000 behind Kelce and 2,200 behind Waller.
Well, and Hockenson is a guy that I probably should have had higher coming into the season. I was just down on the Detroit passing offense in general, but he's certainly looked really good.
Yeah. Number one Iowa tight end also.
Yeah. I did give out, and he has more fantasy points than Kittle, I'm sure, because he's caught touchdown passes. Well, why people still have Kittle ranked so high is beyond me. But yeah, Hock is turning into the guy that we thought he was way back when. I was ahead of market on Hock, then I cooled off, then I was slightly behind, but I feel like I'm back in line. Hit is over receiving yards Monday night, so thank you, Hock, for that. Kramer, you mentioned Darren Waller. I'm taking Darren Waller, $7,400, coming off a pedestrian 7-target, 65-yard game for only 65 catches for 65. Now they're back at home. In the Death Star against this Miami defense, which got cooked against the Bills. What
a
weird,
they played all right too. They turned them over a bunch.
But I think, and the Miami relies on those turnovers, and maybe they'll get them. But I think on the other side, Brissett moving the ball looked fairly rough. So I think the Raiders are going to have some red zone opportunities. I wouldn't even mind looking at some 2-touchdown props for Darren Waller in this game. Ooh. I think he has himself a game, and at $7,400, the ceiling is pretty high.
Why not go 3 touchdowns?
Well, maybe I'll throw that out. I'm going to get a price on that. And Kelsey's 8,200, but Kelsey's coming off a massive game. I don't know if he can get there quite again.
Yeah. I got so excited talking about Hock. I didn't even mention the fact that he's playing Baltimore. What has Baltimore done? Darren Waller crushed.
Yes.
Travis Kelce crushed.
That is a great
tough
angle,
tight
too.
End matchup to start the year for the Raiders, but they haven't exactly slowed him down.
No, they've been a complete train wreck there. Oh, PicksWise, baby. That's right. PicksWise, number one app for sports betting picks, helmed by a team of trend watching, data devouring sports fanatics, giving you the who, how, and why behind every prediction. For every game, every day, and every sport,
dog.
Loaded with best bets, props, and parlays, you can find in-depth analysis on every game, all for free. Found your pick, search the latest sportsbook promos to sign up an account, compare the odds, and finally, place your bet. Download the free PicksWise app now to make your next bet better. PicksWise backs responsible gambling. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And if you're listening to the show, what are you doing? You got to get over to oddscrowd.com. Download the new and improved Odds Crowd app. You can track your picks. You can set your own fantasy picking contests as well. Most importantly, though, you can win free cash. They have the $100 SGPN exclusive NFL contest. You have to have the SGPN app to qualify. They also have a $350 NFL contest, a $250 weekly contest, season-long contests. Ryan keeps telling me to remind the audience I am in third place in the college football picking contest. I have a shot to win $3,000. Hopefully you guys are going head-to-head with me over there. Head over to oddscrowd.com. Get in on the weekly ones. Make sure you put in your picks for the season-long and download the Odds Crowd app for free. And remember with the season-long, I know you think, season's already started. I'm done. Au contraire. Because people have been losing units as well. So coming in and starting at $0 probably puts you ahead of a decent portion of the field. You go into college football, I mean, you can bet on the spread and money line, 1, 2, or 3 units
totals
and totals. So like you come in and have a monster week. I think I'm sitting at like 30 units, but you come in, you put some like nice money line plays in there. Again, it's free. Like what? Why the hell would you not want to try and defeat me and get $3,000 for free?
Sean, it's a rhetorical question.
Right?
Some people value their time differently than we do. That's all there is.
Yeah. What are they doing? Giving back to the community, hanging out quality time with their family, working on their professional career. It's all dead hens.
What if we told you that all of it could be your professional career?
Yeah, exactly.
I can tell you I am in 66th place right now in the college season long, and I'm at minus 3.99 units.
So if you sign up today, you will be beating Ryan Kramer. That's got to be an awesome feeling.
picked Dundee in eighth. You're in third. Somehow the calculations must be wrong on mine. We'll have to look a little bit more.
We'll have to check the numbers.
But yeah, I mean, you're 47 units out of first place. But like Sean said, you can get a lot. You can get heavy unit action.
Let's go. All right, what are you doing at flex spot, Kramer?
Well, I had enough money to look around and see if there are any value guys who are just depressed based on what they've done so far. And one of my all-time guys popped up, and it's Robert Woods. Coming off a 9-target game, we only saw 5 catches for 64 yards. Ooh. This game's going to be a shootout. I probably should have more exposure to this. I'll probably do a lineup because it just seems like that's going to be a shootout the way this Bucks team is playing.
Yeah.
So I have Robert Woods only 5,700. Again, feels like at the basement of what his price will be all year.
Well, and he's bound.
Decker used to tell us he's a PPR machine. He has this floor of how many catches he's going to have. And I think in a plus matchup, in a plus pace game, the floor is 10 targets. So at 5,700, I'll take that all day.
Yeah. And it seems like if you look at his game one versus game two, it seems like they went out of their way to try and get him more involved. Cup has just been a goddamn machine, both in targets and efficiency. That feels like that has to cool off a little bit. And the obvious guy to benefit is Robert Woods.
And I think at some point, when I think what, 1,100 less than Cup at this point, that's too big of a gap for those guys.
Yeah. Now, this guy, normally you want to fade someone coming off a hot game like this, but I'm still on Marvin Jones Jr., $4,900, Ryan, at home. He had his last game, he had 6 catches for 55 and a touchdown. But more so, he had 11 targets. He has 20 targets so far in the season. A 9-target game and an 11-target game. His targets are going up. They're not the most efficient. I mean, some of that's the offense, some of that Lawrence struggling. But if there's any get right situation, I think it might be the Cardinals at home for this Jags team, back to back home games. Maybe, you know, Arizona's defense certainly isn't the Denver Broncos.
No.
And the Arizona Cardinals, they have their next game is a road game all the way back in Los Angeles. It would be very easy to look past this Jags team, or even if they are beating the Jags by a big number, for the Jags to hang around and Marvin Jones to get his. It was just like clear to me with the offensive coordinator that they have for the Jags, just kind of the system that they were bringing in, the Darren Bevell system. I mean, Darren Bevell brought him from Detroit. Why? Because he knew he was reliable. I think he has another big game at a 4,900. You're getting a guy who's probably going to get double digit targets. That to me is too crazy not to hop on.
Let me ask you this. For 5,700, I could have also gone, and I'll have this guy in other lineups, but Chase Edmonds at 5,700. Here's my case. I think a lot of people are going to be on this Jags Cardinals game. I think a lot of people are going to be playing it in the way that you are, with maybe a Lawrence, a Marvin Jones type situation, or Kyler and one of his receivers, Rondell Moore. What better way to kind of shift the way that game could go and take Edmonds here? We've seen Edmonds have big games before. Could Edmonds be a guy I tell you to bet 3 touchdowns on this Sunday? Absolutely. Could this be a game where we see him pop and have that big game that we know he's going to have this year, but he's just going to do it once or twice? Yeah. So do you like the lineup better that I gave out with Woods or with Edmonds in there? Probably Woods, but Edmonds feels like a Millie maker.
Well,
play.
Yeah. Here's what I would say. I think this is just the classic, debate.
I gotta play both. Fuck.
This is just the classic debate. I think Woods higher floor, more ownership potential in my mind. I think Edmonds would definitely, if you're looking to get your ownership lower,
I think
Edmonds.
Right?
Yeah.
But do I mean, make the swap here?
I'd have to look at your, make the swap here. Come on. Don't be soft. You thought of it. Now you have to do it. I think,
I'll play both lineups, but I'm going to make the swap.
Who in your lineup is going to be super owned?
I don't think Cousins will. I don't think Barkley will.
No, definitely not.
Taysom Williams. It's probably Metcalf, Jefferson, Hockenson, Osborne's pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Chasing points there.
I think Marvin Jones might be somewhat owned for me, but again, I think the Arizona Jacksonville game, I think everyone's going to be on Murray more. I don't think Lawrence is going to catch a ton of ownership, but also I think there's just like, I don't know. I think just because of how the slate breaks, I think the quarterback ownership is going to be split up pretty evenly. And so I think that's going to trickle down to some of these guys that you would put in stacks. I think maybe Keenan Allen's probably my most owned guy, or no, I think Darren Waller. I think you'd probably have to put up there, 'cause he's just a stud, but he is 7,400. So I don't know if people are going to pay up for tight end.
Yeah.
And I think we have Ryan closing it out with our defense. Of course, we're going to give out some prize picks.
We have the same defense.
I mean, how do you not take Indy or Tennessee fading Indy, right?
You could honestly, I mean, one of the nuggets we picked up this off season is that the high variance, I think John brought it up last week too. The high variance that a high scoring game brings is actually better for defensive scoring. And you want that variance. So you could definitely make the argument for Jacksonville for that reason. I don't like it. And I don't like Detroit. So I just went to the cheapest home defense, and it happened to be the Titans, who happened to be playing.
And as far as like
Carson Wentz or Jacob Eason.
Yeah. I don't think Wentz is going to play. I mean, it's not official, but some of these other cheap defenses are kind of interesting. I mean, Big Ben looked pretty cooked.
Yeah, but he fucks up the Bengals, Sean. It's not the NFL pick show yet, but remember, he fucks up the Bengals.
That is true. That is true. I'm just saying, you want to talk about a team that could get some sacks or maybe turnovers, Bengals there. I mean, again, not to jinx your turnover totem, but Giants at home facing the Atlanta defense, 2,500. They're kind of due for something.
The football team against Josh Allen has the turnover look in his eyes this year.
He really did.
He's just giving the ball up left and right.
But they are, what are they priced at? Washington?
2,600.
Okay. So they're in the mix. They're on the road, but it's you're
probably
right.
Probably the top of where
that's
I'd
probably
go.
If anyone, like team most likely to get a strip sack and bring it back, that they're certainly in the mix for that nomination.
But yeah, I think it's Tennessee at home. I think it's Tennessee at home against a quarterback.
To me, it's like too obvious. I'm trying to overthink it, but Jacob Eason on the road. Are you kidding me? And yeah, Tennessee's defense isn't great. Maybe this somehow turns into a shootout. I don't know, but he definitely seemed like a guy who's going to take some sacks.
Yeah. He hasn't been taking reps. Like,
and it's his first start and he's going on the road. And this is a divisional matchup, so they're going to be up for it.
The beat reporters were very concerned with the backup quarterback situation. If you remember when Carson Wentz went down,
yeah,
it was not like, it was like, holy shit, Philip Rivers has to come out of retirement. Like, that's not the position you want to be in going into this game against a bad defense. You should be able to exploit them, but you know, Vrabel is going to be able to dice something up.
So my final lineup: Justin Fields, Kareem Hunt, Mike Davis, Tyreek Hill, Keenan Allen, Darnell Mooney, Darren Waller, Marvin Jones Jr., and the Titans defense. Kramer, rattle off yours, and then we'll get to Thursday night prop bets.
Oh yes, props have been good to us lately. All right, give me Kirk Cousins to go with Saquon Barkley, Taysom Williams. Then we have DK Metcalf, Justin Jefferson, KJ Osborne to complete the double stack. TJ Hockenson to go with Chase Edmonds, late swapped over Robert Woods, and the Titans defense.
All right, Thursday night football prop bets. And again, we are brought to you by prizepicks.com. Head over to prizepicks.com. Use that promo code SGP. Get a sweet 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Who doesn't want a free $100 to play around with? Again, a three entry lineup. You go 3 for 3, you turn $20 into $100. I did that last night. Feels pretty awesome.
Good
way to get the season, the week started. Or you can do the 2 out of 3. Like, you know, Kramer, he hit 2 out of 3, pretty off night for his props. And only you can still turn 20 into 45, only going 2 and 1. So that's, if you're a little, you know, you want to play the floor game instead of the ceiling. For me, the ceiling is the sky, Ryan.
Guy came at me on Twitter all mad because I only won one unit on the Sunday night Chiefs Ravens game as compared to the 9.7 units I won Thursday night football with the Giants. And, you know, we already talked about the 35-1. All right,
Rattle it off. Who's your first one?
I probably should have had it up in front of me. My first one is Christian McCaffrey. You're telling me I can get even money on him to score a touchdown?
Yeah.
Yes, please. It's a rushing touchdown, I guess, to be clear.
Okay. But,
that's fine.
I death, still like
death
it.
Taxes and McCaffrey finds the end zone.
I tried to play that in my Price Picks entry, Ryan. However, you can't play the same player prop. So I have Christian McCaffrey over 5.5 receptions.
They got the box out, huh?
They
boxed it on you.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey just catches the football. It's just that simple. In his last 13 games, he's gone over 5.5 in 10 of those. So 10-3 against the number 5.5. And last game, he only had 5. So you already have that outlier game he's coming off of. I Darnold seems like he's going to throw him the ball a bunch. It seems like our boy Robbie Anderson maybe doesn't have as much involvement. It's early. We'll see, but he's still putting up decent numbers, even though he's not getting the targets he got last year.
It's early.
They signed him to a big deal. That's what I'm holding on to, because you know if they're going to pay the guy, they're going to use him. So I think he's still involved, but his role may be slightly changed. Who's your second prop bet for Thursday night football?
It just blows my mind that we're looking at a Panthers team that's laying 8.5 points on the road.
It is wild.
What the hell? What kind of NFL are we living in? All right, give me Davis Mills over 209.5 passing yards. At some point, the number's too low. Tyrod was passing the ball effectively. Davis Mills came in, threw for 100 yards. I don't know. I'm just playing the numbers here. That's a low number. The Panthers aren't exactly world beaters. I know their defense looks improved, but I think there'll be some passing yards in this game. If nothing else, garbage time. Stanford kid, he's not going to make a ton of mistakes.
Yeah, and again, it's so low that, I mean, anytime you see a passing yardage in the NFL under 220,
they're not running the
for a quarterback that throws the ball, not named Lamar Jackson, then you should take the over on these insanely low. I mean, we said it week one where Tyrod's was like 205. It was one of the easier props I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Second one, and I've been looking at the established the run projections. They have this guy projecting at 0, so I don't know if there's something I'm missing, but Mark Ingram over 33.5 rushing yards. I know they're trying to maybe mix it up a little bit as far as who gets the workload.
Is he hurt?
Not that I know
of. No, I found no news.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, keep an eye on it, I guess, before you get down on this, but he has 40 carries so far in 2 games. And I think if you're starting Davis Mills, what do you want to do? You want to give the ball to a veteran running back like Mark Ingram. And again, he's going to probably get 15 carries, I think, conservatively, even 12. And you only have to average like 3 yards a carry, which is like what he's been averaging. It's not going to be pretty, but I think he gets the 33.5 pretty easily.
I think we need to relax about the Panthers defense. So especially in this spot, and I'm going to stack Davis Mills with Brandon Cooks over 68.5.
Yeah.
Receiving yards.
Cosign.
Brandon Cooks just gets open. Doesn't matter.
14 targets.
Doesn't matter who his quarterback is. And yeah, that was my other note. The narrowest of target distribution down there in Houston.
They don't have a lot of options. Look, Brandon Cooks is the option.
We joked about it, but I ended up with a lot of Brandon Cooks in best ball. Sean. Yeah. And so if this can keep going, I find it remarkable how open he can get on a team that doesn't really have anything else. And everyone knows he's the main target.
Yeah. If I was the defensive coordinator playing the Texans, I go, we're guarding Brandon Cooks. Any other questions? Yeah, wait, what about Philip Lindsay? Nope. Yeah, no, I know. We all love Philip Lindsay, but we're guarding Brandon Cooks. But what about Jordan Akins? Aren't we worried about him? No, we're going to guard Brandon Cooks. And again, coming off a 14 target game, if he can get a dozen targets, you don't have to be that efficient to get to 69 nice receiving yards, right? I mean, you can have like an okay game with that crazy target share and still get there.
Yeah.
Bonus one that I came across, Sam Darnold over 6.5 rush yards. That one, all you need is just one play for you to break out and get a little, 6.5 is pretty low. I was checking out Establish the Run, check their guys' stuff out, but they had his projection at like much higher, at like 10.5, 12.5 yards. It's coming off a 7-yard performance against the Saints. So I think over 6.5 is a fun one to throw in there. And it's always kind of fun to throw those out. We didn't have it on the sheet, Ryan, but any early leans on Thursday night football first touchdown, and maybe we'll save your official play for Twitter. But
I'm looking at it right now. I figured you might want to talk about it.
What do you got there?
Well, a couple of things are interesting to me. One, we are aware there is a rookie quarterback going here. So, you know, if I'm looking at the three touchdown market, which we, of course, we have to go back to that. Well, McCaffrey's 10-1. There's no value there. But the Carolina Panthers defense at 150-1.
What? How is that 150-1? That can't be right.
Three touchdowns. Let's go. For as far as like the standard touchdown scoring markets, I don't know. I mean, I think first touchdown, I think for, you know, Philip Lindsay and Mark Ingram at 13 and 15-1 are certainly interesting on that side of the ball. And for the Panthers, you know, I think, you know, going back to the well on Terrence Marshall, we know they like to use him around the goal line. He's 16-1. And I'll hop on your rushing angle and say Sam Darnold first touchdown 18-1.
So I'll go Sam Darnold, and I mean at 150-1, you got to get a little taste of that Carolina defensive touchdown. You just got to 150-1, Ryan.
It seems now at the same time I'm absolutely blown away that Carolina can be laying 8.5 points on the road.
Yeah.
In today's NFL, what, like, I don't even know what, where I'm living right now.
Well, but they're, people are just so down on the Texans, even though the Texans, you know, they are not by any means the worst looking team.
No, not by a mile.
Just eye test, right? I know they played the Jags, but so, you know, the Broncos played the Jags, and I get it. I get the Texans were at home. I'm just saying eye test the Broncos against the Jags versus the Texans.
There's 10 teams that look worse.
I'm not
saying,
I'm not implying by any means that the Texans are better than the Broncos. What I'm saying is we have two games of data, and you know, the Texans are still being priced as like this, you know, historically bad dog shit team. And Tyrod certainly does factor it in. And Richard Gertzberger checking in saying, Tanner Redden saying, "Hey, just to say, took big on Aaron Jones, three touchdowns. Nice. Thanks, guys. In SGPN, we trust."
Nice. I mean, that's the best part, Sean.
Yeah, getting people paid. Moving money.
Yeah, moving money from the books to our pockets.
Yes, robbing from the rich, giving to the poor, who are now becoming rich because of these sweet, sweet props. Thank you guys for tuning in to the podcast. Leave a nice rating and review if you don't mind. Not only does it help us put wind in the old sails of the pirate ship. I mean, you know, these 35-1s aren't going to pick themselves. So a nice review helps us keep this train a rolling. And you also have a chance to win some free gear. Currently, next Merch Monday, we're going to be giving away a SGP mini helmet and a SGP t-shirt. So get in your rating and review now. Drop it over at Apple Podcast for the Sports Gambling Podcast.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the Money Green, and he is Ryan.
Saquon, baby.
Kramer, let it ride.